Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Diane DeRust is here. How about that? Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. And you know what? Have fun on your show.
Well, we always love having you here. Okay, this is International Women's History Month.
Yes.
We've been talking about it with other folks on the show, other ladies. I don't like talking about women with other guys. It just gets me in trouble. And so I get in enough trouble talking about ladies with other ladies. So I'm glad you're here. And one of the things that you want to talk about today is
you can handle anything. So that's a lesson that we as Knockout Presentations blog, you'll find it. And the first point I wrote was clear, which stands for the C in confidence.
Right.
You need
right.
clarity. So be clear about who you are, what you offer, but also be clear about your outcome. What do you want to have happen as a result of this meeting? If
right.
you go unfocused, you're not going to be perceived as confident.
Right. That's exactly right. And there's something else though I wanted to bring up that you triggered in my mind. Sometimes, and ladies, you know I love you, but Diane, sometimes you know women take the way people say things out of context with what they say. You know what I mean? How many times has a lady said to me, well, I said, what did I say? And they said, well, it wasn't what you said, it was how you said it.
Yeah.
In the workplace, you can't live like that. You can't work like that. Because when things are moving fast, I don't have time to wonder whether how I'm saying it is going to hurt your feelings or not. See my point?
Yeah. But it's interesting. If you look at the studies, Jim, it'll tell you that the nonverbals supersede the words. So what they're responding to is the tone.
My point is they shouldn't take it personally.
Yes,
you can read the person in terms of what needs to be done, but don't take it on yourself as if they're
absolutely.
Doing it to you.
Absolutely.
That's my
and
point.
And that takes confidence, absolutely.
Yep,
and if you study men and women, women are astounded that men can have a fight and then go have a drink right
yep,
after.
Yep. Well, that's exactly right. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Diane DeResta. Go to Amazon and look up her new 99-cent ebook, Give Fear the Finger, Diane DeResta. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.